Dave Brubeck, his sound, the sound of his quartet. That contrast between the classically trained Brubeck and the soft, cool sax explorations of Paul Desmond somehow captured the attention of the young and the more mature. Brubeck took jazz into the schools of higher learning, which did a lot to promote the music. And oddly enough, I once read that if he had known about the travels and a few other things he didn't enjoy about the music industry, he would have chosen another course in life.
That's strange.
Hard to imagine jazz without Dave Brubeck. Dave Brubeck and his wife lived in Philadelphia around 1950. Down the street, matter of fact, from the Temple campus. They lived at Broadwood Styles, the apartment building there. Quite a few Temple students inhabit that building now, and one Bob Perkins once lived in that apartment during his bachelor years. But this was about 30 years after the Brubecks had moved out. Dave Brubeck and BP coincidentally share the same date of birth, December 6th. Not the same year. Dave sponsored me about a decade and a few years. During a few checks that I had to Brubeck, I found him to be a gentleman, a family man, and a man with quite a keen sense of humor. Dave Brubeck may be gone in body, but even if he had lived as long as Methuselah, he wouldn't have outlived his legend and his legacy.